Greg McBride. He is the senior financial analyst on Bankrate.com. Greg, how are you?
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Happy Halloween to you.
To you as well. Thank you.
Bankrate.com is releasing information this morning that talks about how 17% of Americans are better off financially than they were at last year at this time. It's an interesting survey. I guess I'm an optimist. That seems pretty good news.
Well, it strikes me as low, because when we look at some of the components, we get, you know, sort of a negative picture. I mean, only 11% of Americans, about 1 in 10, are more comfortable with the savings they have now compared to a year ago. When we ask about debt, about 1 in 5 Americans say they're more comfortable with the debt that they had than they had a year ago, but that has been declining every month since June. And, you know, I think what really tells the story is this, Tony. As of early October, and again, that was before we saw this nice rally in the stock market, but as of early October, only 19% of Americans said they had higher net worth than 1 year ago, while 30% reported lower net worth than a year ago. I think that's when that really sums it up.
You know what's interesting, that all this is happening, I know we have a weak economy. We've got challenges with the stock market being a roller coaster. The housing market is still very unstable. But I find a couple of things interesting. Not only are some Americans starting to do better when it comes to savings, but the auto industry, they're selling cars, Greg.
Well, interest rates are just the lowest we've ever seen, for people that, particularly on auto loans. I mean, we see 2.5%, 3% on new or used cars. And, you know, particularly with the tough years economically the past 2 years, there are a lot of people that put off buying that car, either just out of uncertainty or out of necessity. They didn't have the income. They put it off. And so there's this. You couple that pent-up demand and then the need to replace vehicles that are no longer going to run with these record-low interest rates, attractive borrowing costs. There's some pickup there. And I think that's good news. When we look at another big-ticket item, home purchases, totally different story. Home purchases, lowest in about 10 years. Applications mortgages to buy a home, near a 15-year low. People, that lingering uncertainty about the economy is really holding people back despite what is a very favorable environment from an interest rate standpoint as well as a home price standpoint.
And it'll be interesting, Greg, to see what people do during the Christmas holiday. Are we, like business, going to hold on to our money because of a future we're uncertain about?
Well, you ready for some good news, Tony?
Yeah!
Okay. I think that we may be pleasantly surprised on that front, and here's why. Past couple of weeks, we've had a better tone of economic data. That's we're certainly not out of the woods economically, but it has decreased the odds of a recession. Nice stock market rally. That always helps how people feel about not only the broader economy, but their overall financial well-being. I expect that we're going to get a little bit brighter tone in our November poll, and of course that's just in time for holiday shopping season. So I think from a retailer standpoint, you've got to be a little bit bullish for this year relative to what we've seen in the past couple of years. Of course, retail sales have held in there very nicely the past few months, even during abysmal economic data. Now that it's looking a little bit better, I'm positive. I think consumers are going to surprise us on the upside.
All right. And Greg, for folks who want to see this new information from your survey, where can they go?
I just go to bankrate.com. It's right on the homepage. It's all about the financial security index. And an interesting poll question that we had asked about whether or not people's tipping behavior had changed due to the tough economic times. And 7 in 10 Americans say no, they have not changed how they tip, more or less, due to the economic environment.
Greg McBride is the senior financial analyst for Bankrate.com. Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Tony. Have a great day.